At a time when everything looks like trouble, we're looking for something good. Welcome to a special edition of The Danger Zone, where we talk with the experts from New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And they do this with a methodology that is forensic accounting meets discounted cash flow analysis. They dig in at the footnotes level and they work their way up. And what they're looking for is situations where maybe you've got misleading information, right? It could be that everything looks great from the top down, but you dig in from the bottom and nope, it is not good looking at all.
This is an ugly business, man.
When that happens,
danger, danger.
Yep, you're heading for trouble. That's our standard danger zone pick. But today, we're going to flip it around and look for something that kind of stands out as good looking amid all of the other problems. Here to do that, Kyle Guskey, investment analyst at New Constructs. It's newconstructs.com, and they blog there about all their danger zone picks. So there's always more information to be had on the things you hear us discuss on the show. Kyle Guskey, it's great to have you back on Money Life.
Thanks for having me.
Kyle is here on the Gainbridge Hotline. Gainbridge has embarked on a mission to create a digital platform that provides direct access to trusted annuity products without complexity or hidden fees. Learn more at gainbridge.life. Kyle, when we're talking about good-looking stocks, they're not necessarily in the danger zone. So who's in the attractive zone this week?
Qualcomm.
You are so good-looking.
I love the fact that we're talking about Qualcomm because it happens to be a sexy holding in my own portfolio. It's ticker symbol QCOM. And why does this stand out at a time where pretty much nothing stands out?
So yeah, normally we're talking about, you know, companies with little fundamental substance. You know, we talked in recent weeks about the zombie stocks or, you know, stocks that are cash burning businesses. Qualcomm is pretty much the exact opposite. Despite the kind of cyclicality of the semiconductor industry, they've generated positive core earnings in each of the past 24 years, which is the farthest back our model goes. More recently, they've grown core earnings from $3.9 billion in fiscal 2017 to $10.4 billion over the trailing 12 months. So you've got this huge profit generation, profit growth business. Free cash flow side has been outstanding. They generated cumulative free cash flow of $49 billion in fiscal 2012. They've also got a very attractive credit rating, which we obviously looked at a little bit on the debt side of things with our zombie stocks feature. So, you know, all in all, Qualcomm is the stable profit growth, significant free cash flow, and then they're also highly profitable on a year-in, year-out basis. So it really stands out in the current market where we're seeing all the companies that don't have that strong business be hammered. We think Qualcomm's kind of been unnecessarily hammered as well, and it now looks pretty cheap.
That's what makes it particularly attractive to you, is the fact that everybody else is looking at this going, they're looking at it, they've hammered it because it's ugly. So we've had misleading performance, but it's been misleading in the wrong direction.
Exactly. You know, again, we're seeing profit growth, record profits, super high free cash flow. The stock's down something, you know, 20%+ this year. And so it's now trading at a level where expect the stock price implies minimal profit growth. So we've run a couple of different, you know, scenarios, and we think that it could get, you know, even with moderate type growth, you're looking at, you know, margins falling to 26%, revenue growing 7% a year through fiscal 2031, which is basically the industry forecast. You're still looking at 170 today, and it could be even higher than that if we run a few different little, you know, regression analysis to kind of look at it against peers. We see that it looks even cheaper against peers. If it were kind of valued in line with peers, it'd be upwards of 210 a share, so, you know, significantly undervalued.
210 a share would mean it's up 33%. It's getting 33% roughly from where it is now. I mean, at 170, again, I'm a shareholder. I would not be complaining, but 210, I'd be a pretty ecstatic kind of guy. When you talk about stuff normally, we're looking for what is the catalyst that's going to make it that the market wakes up and sees things on the downside. What are the catalysts that make the market recognize that, hey, we threw maybe a baby out with bathwater?
There's a few in this case. We're definitely looking at, obviously, earnings beats can definitely help in the current environment. Obviously, we've seen a lot of companies come in below expectations. Stock's been hammered. So if we could see another earnings beat out of Qualcomm, that would be great. Also, kind of one of the big concerns is weakening demand in 2022. There's a lot of experts and analysts expect, you know, kind of an overhang of 2021's great performance not following through to 2022. So if we see some, you know, movement in the semiconductor shipments and actually kind of moving back towards the growth in 2022, we think Qualcomm could catch some kind of momentum there. And then lastly, we've seen just the huge impact on lockdown restrictions have had in China and with a lot of the chip manufacturing companies. So if we see any of those lockdown restrictions kind of removed, it removes that kind of shortage and can increase growth moving forward and kind of speed things back up to a more normal production timeline.
In terms of when you guys are looking at attractive stocks, how does this opportunity stack up? You know, we were talking about it could get to 170 or 210. To be on a most attractive list, what kind of potential gains have to be there? Because I want folks to understand that there's a difference between, hey, it's an attractive stock and it's a most attractive stock.
Yeah, so it's not really only going to be looking at a gain. It's going to be looking at, you know, kind of across the whole business. We're looking for, you know, positive and rising economic earnings, high ROIC, which in this case, Qualcomm earns a 45% ROIC, which is top quintile in our coverage universe. Then we're also looking, obviously, at valuation. Qualcomm has a price-to-economic book value ratio of 1.1, which basically says that the current stock price implies profits will only grow 10%, which if you look at the past history of the company, again, they've grown profits, you know, for 24 years now. So that 10% expectation looks extremely pessimistic, even if you take in, you know, a market slowdown in 2022 and return back to growth in 2023 and beyond. So it's more about, you know, strong fundamentals and cheap valuation. In this case, Qualcomm has both of them. So we've got a very attractive rating on the company. So it, you know, provides great quality risk reward.
And that's why Qualcomm, ticker symbol QCOM, well, it's not in the danger zone. It's in the attractive zone, a stock that you might want to consider buying. And again, if you want to learn more about what makes a stock attractive, also what makes one dangerous, go to newconstructs.com where they blog about their danger zone picks. So there's always more detail, much more detail on Qualcomm. They're on Twitter at New Constructs. Kyle Guskey is investment analyst at New Constructs. Kyle, great to chat with you again.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we are heading for home on the July 18th edition of Money Life. Up next, I'll be talking with John Petrides from Tocqueville Asset Management when Money Life continues.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.